This panel, Alan is from Bucknell.
I have a very dear friend at Cal Poly who doesn't have a strong voice, so she pretends to be a tree. It works extremely effectively at getting people's attention for some reason. You know, it's really interesting. We're going to have a panel on experiments that are in progress and that sound like some of that have worked. And I'm excited about this panel because I've been reading Bruner a little bit, and I've become very interested in stories. Beyond research and data, I'm very interested in stories. And I'm excited to see stories from experiments in progress. Leon Trilling pointed out this morning that we in engineering are very good about creating our students to be a means to an end, but not to have much say in what that end is. And I think from stories emerges a type of wisdom that we don't necessarily capture in more rational academic discussion. So I think this time of stories is going to be quite interesting, and we'll try to leave a little bit of time after each of the panelists speaks for questions, but save most of our questions to the end. We have Chris Boudreau and John Orr, both from WPI. Chris is an associate dean, professor and department head in humanities and arts, and John Orr is in electrical and computer engineering and has served in many positions across the spectrum of engineering organizations such as ABET, Eta Kappa Nu, and ACETA, the electrical and computer and engineering department head chair. From California Polytechnic State University, or Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, is David Gillette and Michael Hongs, who are putting together a program there that combines liberal studies and engineering, the Liberal Arts and Engineering Studies program. We also have Clyde Bryant from Brown University, who's discussing the planning underway to offer an undergraduate degrees in liberal studies and engineering. So since we're running a little bit behind, I don't want to take any more time, but I'll turn it over to Chris first, and then John from WPI.